Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
An extreme cold warning remains in effect.
Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 11. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 21.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 13 below.
All of the area schools report they'll be back in session Thursday, but all will be operating on a two-hour late start. Buses run accordingly. At Diller O'Dell and Southern, two-hour late start at Washington County, Prairie Hills Axtell, two-hour late start at Nemohall Central, Hanover Barnes and Lynn, two-hour late start for Marysville, USD 364 with no pre-K. Kids U will open at 7:45. Two-hour late start Thursday at Frankfort Centralia and at Valley Heights.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's a quick turnaround from the override of Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's veto on the Help Not Harm Act as the bill now officially takes effect as of today. As KSNT News reports that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly did veto Senate Bill 63, known as the Help Not Harm Act, that prohibits healthcare providers in Kansas to treat children with gender identity issues. As of Tuesday, the Senate ended up overriding the veto with a 31-9 vote. The House voted with a supermajority of 84-35, with the bill officially becoming law today.
We don't let children have tattoos. We don't let children drive. We don't let children drink alcohol. We don't let children join the military. There's a reason for that. And so as a state, we do ban certain activities of children because they don't have the mental capability to even consent for medical treatment.
That audio from KSNT News, the ACLU of Kansas said that they don't like lawmakers having the right to intrude on talks between patients and doctors.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Tracy Lawrence is coming to Newkirk at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort Friday, April 4th. Tracy Lawrence live in concert in an all-ages show. Tickets for Tracy Lawrence are available now at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort off North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Well, the nationwide craft retail store of Joann's may be closing stores in the state of Kansas after announcing their preparation to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and preparing to close hundreds of stores across the nation. KSNT News reports, according to the court filings, the company Joann did list roughly 530 underperforming stores across more than 40 states that would, quote, immediately begin closing. In a statement from a spokesperson for Joann's, they say, quote, this is a very difficult decision to make, given the major impact we know it will have on our team members, our customers, and all of our communities that we serve. A careful analysis of store performance and future strategic fit for the company determined which stores should remain operating as usual at this time. Right-sizing our store footprint is a critical part of our efforts to ensure the best path forward for Joann. Across the state of Kansas, three different locations of Joann's will be closing, including the location in Lawrence, one in Salina, and one in the city of Wichita. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the battle in the sports industry across the state of Nebraska continues after sports referees ended up testifying to Nebraska state lawmakers asking for increased penalties for spectators, parents, and coaches who may assault the referees in the heat of an athletic contest. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, many different sports referees testified at the Capitol talking about the ongoing incidents about verbal and physical abuse, along with the assault of officials, calling for cases of felony or even a chance of imprisonment if it gets out of hand. In a statement from the Metro Conference and Youth Sports out of Omaha, they say, quote, fans are getting out of hand and it's starting at a third grade level. Under the proposed legislation, they say an assaulting of a sports official would be punishable by a Class 3A felony that carries up to 3 years in prison and 18 months of mandatory post-release supervision, as well as the possibility of a fine or even probation. The conversation on the bill is still ongoing. At American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Love it and leave it at Rusty Eck Ford. Love your new ride and leave your trade behind at Rusty Eck Ford. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles. Choose from a 2024 F-150, 5.9% for 84 months. Or 2024 Expedition, $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214-4022. Or 2024 F-150, 1.9% for 36 months. Love your new ride. Leave your trade behind and get top dollar for that trade. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles all ready to drive home today. With zero down and low APR financing options, getting into the car, truck, or SUV you need has never been easier. At Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Cannot be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford credit. Interest accrues from date of sale, 1667 per month per $1,000 financed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Schools resume classes Thursday after closing Tuesday and Wednesday for winter weather. Many activities, including a number of high school basketball games postponed from Tuesday, have been rescheduled. Most will be played tonight. Some rural districts in Kansas continue battling the extreme cold with diesel and buses gelling. As a result, area districts delayed 2 hours Thursday for start times. Washington firefighters battled bitterly cold temperatures responding Wednesday to a fire at a shop at the west edge of Washington across from Gambino's on US 36. No immediate further details available. Some 30 firefighters responded. Severe storm spotter training for Gage, Jefferson, and Saline counties is set Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the Homestead National Historic Park Education Center. The annual event tonight is open to the public. Kansas storm spotter meetings begin next month with Nemaha County, March 12th, at the community building in Sabetha, Marshall County set for March 19th at the Waterville Community Center, and Washington County will be April 9th at the fire station in Washington. Again, the storm spotter training for Gage, Jefferson, and Saline counties in southeast Nebraska this evening at 7 at the Homestead National Historic Park Education Center. Community revitalization expert Jeff Siegler will be in Marysville Saturday talking about civic apathy and civic pride. He helps communities address neglect, disinvestment, and the attitudes that prevent them from thriving. Residents, business owners, elected officials, and community leaders are welcome to attend. A breakfast will serve at 8:30, hosted by One Marysville, with a presentation from 9 to 11 at the Marysville City Hall. The event Saturday is free and open to everyone. Washington County Rural Fire District will host a class on grain extraction Saturday, February 22nd. First responders interested may join the introductions at 8 a.m. The public is welcome to join the demonstration from 1 until 2 p.m. Saturday, and 4-H and FFA viewing is planned Saturday from 2:15 until 3:15 at the Washington Firehouse. Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a bridge replacement project on K-99 in Marshall County, 5 miles south of Frankfort, next week. Initial work will consist of constructing a shoefly detour to carry traffic through the project area. Traffic impacts should be minimal during this phase. Construction on the project is expected to continue through November. All of the area schools report they'll be back in session Thursday, but all will be operating on a two-hour late start. Buses run accordingly at Diller O'Dell and Southern. Two-hour late start at Washington County, Prairie Hills Axtell. Two-hour late start at Nemaha Central, Hanover Barnes and Lynn. 2-hour late start from Marysville, USD 364 with no pre-K. Kids U will open at 7:45. 2-hour late start Thursday at Frankfort Centralia and at Valley Heights. Additional weather-related announcements. No sale on Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. The Frankfort Development Trust Soup Day has been postponed a week until February 27th. Pinnacle Club at St. Gregory's in Marysville will not meet Thursday afternoon.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Pat Merritt, age 80 of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Pat Merritt. John E. Faxon, age 92, of Beatrice, formerly the Odell area, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for John Faxon. Jean R. Wolf, age 94, Frankfort, passed away February 14th. A funeral service is planned Tuesday, February 25th at 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort, burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 5 until 6:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Jean Wolf. Rhonda R. Pearson, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service planned Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rhonda Pearson. Brian D. Red Kelso, age 68, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Cremation is planned with a celebration of life to be held at a later date. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Brian Kelso. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, chicken strips, a biscuit, baked beans, mixed vegetables, and fruit cocktail. Friday, ham salad sandwich, crackers, tomato soup, celery with carrots, and pineapple.
Thank you for calling Big Tech. Your wait time is approximately 25 minutes.
This Valentine's Day, break up with the big guys and fall in love with faster, more reliable internet connection with Blue Valley Technologies. It's okay for things to move fast with symmetrical speeds and no data caps. We'll always be here for you with our 24/7 technical support. If you're looking for a lasting internet connection, call 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. An extreme cold warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper teens. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows just above and below zero. Some sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Then mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer on Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying sunny as we head into Monday as well, warmer with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s, and more rain possible throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 46, record high on this date 79, the average low 23, the record low 5 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:14, sunset this evening at 6:09.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
out of the break and stung by the Hornets. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Charlotte getting 27 points from LaMelo Ball, 29 from Miles Bridges. Hornets shocked the Lakers in L.A. 100-97. Lakers went in favored by 13.5. The Hornets' biggest upset win of the season. Luka Doncic, 14 points, 11 assists, and 6 turnovers in the loss. 6 turnovers ties the season high. He had 5 of the 6 in the first quarter.
Obviously, you know, it's going to take a lot of time. Today, a lot of rustiness for my part. So start the game with like 4 or 5 turnovers. It can't happen. So it's got to, you know, play the basketball the right way.
This is third game since Christmas. And this is third game with us. He still doesn't know all the plays. He doesn't know all the defensive coverages, all the signals and things that we've built since September.
LeBron James missing a pair of 3-point attempts at the end as he tried to tie the game and force overtime. College hoops, men's top-ranked Auburn fends off Arkansas 67-60. Razorbacks, a bubble team, led late, but Auburn closed on a 10-2 run. Number 15, Missouri, 110-98 over 4th-ranked Alabama. Kentucky improves to 14-2 at home with a win over Vanderbilt. 10th-ranked St. John's, 82-58 rout of DePaul. North Carolina by 24 over NC State. A game the Tar Heels led by as much as 30. On the women's side, 4th-ranked USC gets past Michigan State, 83-75. Juju Watkins with 28 in the win. 5th-ranked UConn, 91-49 rout of Seton Hall. Connecticut has won the last 41 matchups between the two. 10th-ranked TCU wins at Arizona State, which has dropped its last 12. Football, the NFL salary cap is jumping roughly $280 million. Next season, up $26 million from last season. College football, the commissioners in the SEC and Big Ten agree the college football playoff seeding needs to be changed after what we saw this past fall from the new 12-team format.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's tomorrow, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Lowe's knows how to help you get the most out of your store run. That's why members save more with MyLowe's Rewards. Earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases. Get access to member-only deals and free member gifts. Plus, unlock free standard shipping when you reach Silver Key status. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
High school basketball games that were postponed Tuesday due to the inclement weather have been rescheduled. Marysville will host Wamego Thursday. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Blue Valley and Axtell at Centralia rescheduled Thursday. Another makeup from January 10th, Hanover at Onega Thursday. And Lynn will host Clifton Clyde this Saturday.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, concerns about a possible return to inflation have the Federal Reserve holding the line on interest rates. Minutes from the Fed's meeting last month point to President Trump's tariffs as well as strong consumer spending as possible drivers of higher inflation. Investors, on the other hand, appear to be taking the tariff talk in stride. They sent the Dow Jones 71 points higher Wednesday, leaving it parked at 44,627. The NASDAQ was up slightly. The S&P rose 0.25% to close at a new all-time high. Carvana beat Wall Street's expectations for the fourth quarter and primed investors for another strong year in 2025. The used car seller reported revenue of $3.55 billion, up 46% from the prior year period. Feels like forever bankruptcy at Forever 21. Bloomberg reports the fashion retailer is headed into a second bankruptcy filing. Sources tell Bloomberg that 200 stores may be closed during that process. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch towards yet another day of trade, now officially Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Let's first and foremost get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. And we'll also dive quickly through the overnight pre-trade session. Yesterday, though, it was a mostly lower day pretty much across the board. We saw mostly lower numbers in the livestock. In exception, though, live cattle did finish higher. February live cattle up 37 to 197.82. April cattle up 75 to 194.77. Losses for the feeders, though. March feeder cattle down 70 cents to 269.02. April down 50 cents to 268.60. And triple-digit losses for the hogs. April lean hogs down 345 to 89.75. May down 325 to 93.62. Into the grains and oil seeds now. We see Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat in the overnight pre-trade sessions starting off well. Yesterday, finishing with some pretty significant losses. March Kansas City wheat currently up 4 3/4 at 618.5. May up 4 1/4 to 630.5 cents. Oats are higher as well. March oats up 6 3/4 to 348. In the row crops, some recovery this morning as well. We see corn higher. March up 4 1/4 to 501 3/4. May to 516 1/4. That's up 4 cents. Soybeans are also recovering this morning. March beans up 6 1/4 to 1038 a bushel. May up 6 1/4 to 1054.5. Soybean meal, though, giving up some of yesterday's gains. March down 50 to 294.20. Soybean oil still up 54 to 46.84. Cotton, though, a bit weaker this morning. March cotton down 18 at 66.06. We see March crude oil up 8 cents to 72.33 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a half a cent to 208 a gallon. Heating oil up 3 to 248. But natural gas giving up yesterday's gains down 9 at 418. We have February gold up $33 at $29.52.50. We've March silver up 53 to $33.58 per ounce. And the dollar index down 26 at 106.795.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to bring your Husqvarna mower to Maximum Outdoor for the Husqvarna Winter Service Special. Save 15% off winter service labor or 50% off pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through February. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Husqvarna Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road, or west location south of Kellogg on West Street, or visit MaximumOutdoor.com.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring life.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many cattle producers are getting ready to buy bulls to advance their herd in the coming years. K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson explains factors producers need to consider as they are looking at bulls and their expected progeny differences. She says what the first step of bull selection should be.
You know, if you're going to invest dollars in genetics for your herd that's going to influence it for a number of years, it's a good idea to review what are your goals for your operation, what are your marketing plans, how do you generate replacements, and make sure you have a clear picture of what job you're hiring this bull to do, so to speak. We have a lot of information to help you sort that out, so know what you need first.
Examining bulls beyond what is on the paper is also important, reminds Johnson.
I like to think of starting out on paper, getting a group of bulls that kind of fit my selection criteria, you know, and then you need to go see what they look like. Will they really work for me? Are they sound? You know, generally the breeder's going to take care of that, but maybe they're not as straight in the front end as you want, or maybe too straight on a hind leg, something like that. There's always degrees of those things, and depending on what your herd looks like, you may have more or less tolerance for those things. So we start on paper and then go look at the actual bulls to see what we like.
Understanding what a cattle herd needs can help narrow down the selection.
So if I'm raising my own replacements, Then I'm going to look at a more maternal-oriented index. If I'm selling calves at weaning, I want to look at a terminal-oriented index. And, you know, people that are trying to do both, I think they have a harder job. And depending on the size of their operation, I might suggest that maybe they need to find a good source replacement and raise terminal calves that they could get further that way. But, you know, you got to figure out your own system. So trying to look for those indexes that fit what I want this bull to do. If he's siring replacement heifers for me, And I'm looking for some of those maternal indexes. If he's going to sire calves I sell at weaning or as yearling, then I'm looking for more terminal-related indexes.
That was K-State Beef Reproduction Specialist Sandy Johnson with key points that cattle producers should consider before purchasing bulls. She also notes not to forget the breeding soundness exam. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be no sale this Thursday, February 20th, at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. No sale this Thursday on account of the cold weather.
Winter's back is broken. It's a phrase tossed about around this time of year. We'll look at the evidence today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 20th. It is the 51st day of the year. Hockey player Phil Esposito celebrates a birthday, and John Glenn became the first American in orbit on this day in 1962. At some point in the latter half of February, you may hear the phrase, "Winter's back is broken." Daylight now lasts almost past supper time. Perhaps the ground feels softer or cold air lacks the bite it had only a few weeks ago. All good reasons for optimism, but tempered by a few notes from the Almanac Archives. The next few weeks are typified by periods of wild swings above and below seasonal averages. And also, we note that some of history's most epic snowstorms have occurred between now and the spring equinox. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. And despite a Wichita State women's basketball lead at halftime, Temple ran away with the third quarter, storming into a 70-51 lead over the Shockers last night. It was Tariana Gray leading Temple with 25 points, hitting 7 of the Owls' 9 three-pointers. Wichita State's Princess Anders recorded her second 20-point performance of the season. Celise Blow also finished in double figures with 14. And Dora led the team in rebounding for the second straight game with 7. Only 4 Shockers scored on the night as Jayla Murray had 9. Taylor Jamison had 8. Up next for the ladies, they will play on the road against Tulane this Saturday with a tip-off at 2 p.m. KU and K-State Golf just wrapped up their tournament at the Prestige, and KU Men's Golf finished up in 7th place. They relied on steady performances from Luke Honor, as well as Max Jelinek and Noah Holtzman. And for K-State, they placed one better than KU, with a pair of seniors earning top 10 showings on the individual leaderboard. K-State Men's Golf finished in 6th place after shooting even par in the final round at the Prestige yesterday.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a 7-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Back to Wichita State, however, we'll be looking at games that take place today, including the men's basketball team with a late game today against Florida Atlantic University. That game tips off at 8 p.m. Also, the baseball team will start their four-game stretch against the University of Hawaii out from the Great Pacific Islands. Those games will have the first pitch at 10:35 tonight. On the national landscape, the NBA got back in action last night. However, it was a rescheduled game back from January 9th, as well as the only one coming off of the NBA All-Star break, and it was the Charlotte Hornets taking down the L.A. Lakers 100-97. LaMelo Ball hit a clutch floater in that victory as well. Now, that may have been the one NBA game. However, men's college basketball had a few games in the top 25, including Auburn shaving off of the upset alert as Arkansas gave them a good run, but Auburn at 67, Arkansas 60. It was Alabama falling to Missouri 110-98 on the road. St. John's gets a nice victory over Big East foe in DePaul 82-58, and Kentucky downs Vanderbilt 82-61. Sam Spank on the Mid-America Sports Network.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown. Of course, state basketball and sub-state basketball quickly upon us, but I think this week we wanted to highlight a few area wrestlers. Most notably, the Onega Lady Wrestlers had a very good week at their sub-district last week to punch their tickets into some state action.
Oh, definitely. So five of the six wrestlers from Onega making an impact, including a regional champion, Emerson Fordham, who has just been fantastic all year long. She earns the regional championship in Rossville. So a big week for Onega in the wrestling category.
And I know wrestling kind of somewhat new to most of our area. The Buffalo is one of the few teams that do have it. Did make mention too as well. One Centralia Panther, Morgan Allen, also qualified for state wrestling with wrestling coming up out at Hayes on February 28th through March 1st. I know, Jeff, it's not a sport we chat a little bit about, but I think such a great extension of the athletics that Keisha is allowing these kids to be able to participate in the last couple years.
Oh, no doubt. Adding another representation, adding another sport into what is already, I consider, a great sports league, adding another one to the dimension, I think is great for some of these athletes that may not want to play basketball, you know, and it improves so much your other sports. Everyone says that. It improves the other sports so much. And honestly, it's a lot of fun to watch.
And that's what I've heard from a lot of people too, just haven't been able to get into it, but always, you know, a great event and a great atmosphere. We talked about other qualifiers there. Also, Lily Weiser, Andy Wegman, and Carmilla Garcia Losada for the Onega Buffaloes punching their ticket out to state wrestling. One other winter sport that doesn't get a lot of recognition, one team in the TVL that will be punching their ticket, hopefully, is state bowling. Regional bowling coming up for the Washington County Tigers on Monday. The boys will start at 12:45 with girls starting at 9 a.m. That site will be down at Topeka Gage Bowling Center. Another sport, Jeff, that we haven't really covered here this year, but just another opportunity to showcase what the TVL can do at a state level.
Definitely, and You know, that sport I consider a lot more fun. The competition level, one by one, is a little bit of a different dynamic, but still really enjoyable, still really good for the student athletes. And there's not as much of a aggressive nature to that. It seems like everyone is out there just enjoying their time. And, you know, that, again, another sport that just adds to the resume for Twin Valley League schools, Twin Valley League athletes. I can't say enough about the expansion of winter sports here in the Twin Valley League. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
And I think such a great thing that the Washington County School District is offering to those kids. Again, we'll chat more in depth about Substate basketball coming up next Thursday after Substate does get started for our 1A schools on Monday and Tuesday. Again, for Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky on the TVL Rundown. We'll see you next week as we close out the high school basketball season here with the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
High school basketball games that were postponed Tuesday due to the inclement weather have been rescheduled. Marysville will host Wamego Thursday. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Blue Valley and Axtell at Centralia rescheduled Thursday. Another makeup from January 10th, Hanover at Onega Thursday. And Lynn will host Clifton Clyde this Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
An extreme cold warning remains in effect. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 11. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 21. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 13 below.
All of the area schools report they'll be back in session Thursday, but all will be operating on a 2-hour late start. Buses run accordingly. At Diller O'Dell and Southern, 2-hour late start at Washington County, Prairie Hills Axtell, 2-hour late start at Nemohall Central, Hanover Barnes and Lynn, 2-hour late start for Marysville, USD 364 with no pre-K, Kids U will open at 7:45. 2-hour late start Thursday at Frankfort Centralia and at Valley Heights. Additional weather-related announcements, no sale on Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. The Frankfort Development Trust Soup Day has been postponed a week until February 27th. Pinnacle Club at St. Gregory's in Marysville will not meet Thursday afternoon.